views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Janice Underwood, and you are listening to The Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore creativity and some tips to help you harness the inspiration of creativity so you can create that product, that message that you want out there in the world. And every Monday, I'll be here on The Janice Underwood Show, and we'll have some of the leading experts and transformational tools to help you create the life that you want for real. Today is an awesome day, a great way to start the new year. I have Dr. Pat Bisley on the show with me today. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, like fun times. Happy New Year.
And I don't know. Hey, Dr. Pat, have you come up with your, I like to come up with sayings for the new year. Have you come up with one? What is yours?
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because I had a divine intervention. I was sitting there doing some paperwork and we hadn't really pulled a theme. Every year we have a theme. And the name of my company is Unlimited Possibilities Now. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I said, oh my gosh, I've never used that. And wow. It's like with the emphasis on now, the emphasis is on now. And I think that's really for me and for everything here is looking at some of the things that you've been wanting to do, desiring to do, not doing, and putting the word now in front of those possibilities.
Wow, I love that. That is very powerful.
Yeah. Whew,
love it. I can feel the energy of that. And you know, Dr. Pat, I've had the pleasure to work with you for a few months, and you've been helping take my business to the next level. I mean, it's one of your specialties. You have an amazing media coaching and radio mentoring program. To me, it's a great way to harness this natural gift you have of bringing this creativity into the now. What words do you have to describe creativity?
I think for me, when the word creative comes to the forefront, for me, I associate it with a divine connection. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something about the creative energy, the creative genius that all of us has, that creative pinpoint, that moment in time where we have a new level of awareness that we didn't have before. And so when creative, the word comes up, it's like I was talking to you before, possibilities goes neck and neck with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it is that place where if I ask, rather than ask, how do I solve the problem? But if I have the question, what else is possible? It doesn't matter what it is, Janice. It could be one of the greatest events in the world happening to you, or maybe something not so great. But if you ask what else is possible right here, right now, you know what you get from that is a new level of creative awareness. And awareness really is the key to any kind of change.
I agree. Anytime that we want to make a significant change in our life, we have to have that moment where we open ourselves up to maybe seeing something that either we don't like or something that we just don't understand. It's normally the latter. It's something we don't understand. And I'm sure you work with a lot of people that have that inkling, like, I need to do something. I really want this project out there, but they have no way to start it, or they don't know if it's even real. What do you do at that moment?
The thing that I always fall back on for myself is if I have an awareness about a project, let's just call it an idea. Let's like break it down really simply. If I get an idea, maybe even before the idea, I get a notion, right? I get something that says, wow, that's kind of interesting. And I don't go to the next place and say, gee, I'd really like to do that. But let's say we take the leap and we say, gee, I'd really like to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, the laws of the universe say that anything that you can conceive, you can achieve. Mm-hmm. Law of the universe, end of the story, not much more complicated than that. In the field of quantum physics, if you can conceive it, it's already done. Mm-hmm. Now, what gets in the way? What gets in the way of that?
What gets in the way?
Yeah, we do. We get in the way of that. That's us, the we. You know, us and arguing for our limitations. We will argue for a limitation. I was just talking about this today. I play ping pong, better known as table tennis, but most people call it ping pong. And all of a sudden, I find myself getting comments from four of the guys that I play with. And each of them in their own way, some of them more direct than others, have said, you have to play more aggressively. And I could hear them. You're not playing to win. And I thought, why is that? So here's the theme. This is a big energy now. New moon in Sagittarius. Saturn popping in right there. For those of you that are in the astrology realm, you don't really know maybe what I'm saying. Let me break it down. It is right now, we're marking endings and we're starting to map out new beginnings. It calls for right now a moment of reflection, recalibration, and review. But when we talk about this Saturn energy, especially in Sagittarius, and we're looking at it as we're moving forward in here, it's calling forth for us to really look at what we've learned, learn from what we haven't been able to do, and then do from that learning what we're called, desired, and inspired to create. It's a time of enormous creation. But that starts within us. We can be all hung up about what's going on in the world and politics, but the question is, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do to change our own lives? What are we going to do, you know, to really put things aside? You know, so somebody said to me, said, Pat, look, you poor girl. You're like, oh, you're in trouble. I said, well, why is that? They said, aren't you like this quadruple Sagittarian? And I said, okay, yeah, but I have four planets in Capricorn. And they said, man, these past 3 years had to be hell for you. And I thought, what is all that about?
Right.
And so here's the deal. This is the way they want to talk about this for people like me. We've had incredible obstacles. We've had roadblocks. We've had difficult tests to struggle. Mm-hmm. And here's why. And I don't think it has anything to do with the sign, but because
I would agree,
I don't think it does, but let's say it does. Let's say just for me, here's what the thing is. This is how we have had to develop the strength to deal with them all. We have had to do that. And I will say that, like my mom used to say, honey, I'm telling you, if it don't kill you, it's gonna make you stronger. It's gonna do it. She's from the South. She's like, it's gonna make you stronger. I'm just, but it may kill you, but if it don't kill you, it's gonna make you stronger. And so how do we look at that and say, I'm up for it? You know, I'm up for it. Four men telling me I gotta play more aggressively. Why would they tell me that? You know why, Janice?
Why?
Because they know I can, and I'm just not. And I'm not playing to win. I'm playing not to lose. The energy of the world right now, it is not going to be the energy of playing not to lose. We're being called forth in a giant way to step into the world of unlimited possibilities and play to win.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I couldn't agree more. And one of the situations that I have seen people in my practice this last year has gone right to that point of, yeah, you know that you have this potential in you. What are you going to do with it? And so my simple saying this last year was courage. It's all about courage. We have to show up. And it can be hard to show up, because I love that you brought up that we get obstacles. A lot of times we do. And I learned a long time ago that those obstacles, I love what your mom said. And another way that I've heard that is that, well, this is to show you, you know, how much do you want this? Like, it gets you prepared to go to that next level of, you know, being with the project or with the idea. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with it. And one of the things I want to give everybody permission, everybody that's listened to this, I want to give them permission. I want to give you the permission, if you don't have not given yourself permission, I want to just say this. I want to invite you to really bask completely, energetically, vibrationally in the word desire. Desire. Fabulous word. Something we're going to talk more about here, but think about it. Desire. Yeah. Why is that word different than want and need?
Right.
It's an important word. It's our birthright, actually.
Yes, I agree. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling, as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Well, hello, everyone. You're listening to the Janice Underwood Show, and I'm here with the fabulous Dr. Pat Basile, and she's talking to us about creativity, and we just started tapping into the energy of desire. I love that you said that word, Dr. Pat, because before that, you said, let's have permission. And desire is one of those words that I think a lot of people shy away from. Why? Why do they shy away from that?
Well, I think that we are conditioned in a number of different ways. So let's talk about the ways we can be conditioned. You know, we can be conditioned in ways of not asking. And we think that's called humility. That's actually not humility. We can be conditioned in ways that say, if I ask for what I truly desire and I don't get it, I will look like a failure. Mm-hmm. There's that one. Then we can be conditioned in ways which say, if I ask for what I truly desire and I do get it, then I can be a failure as well.
Right.
And so, you know, when we're born into, I mean, think about this. Desire is our natural birthright. How do we know that? What happens when you're born? What does a baby do when they're hungry? What does a baby do when they're afraid? What does a baby do? I mean, think about this.
Yeah, they don't cry out.
They cry. Right? They're like, dude, I desire to be fed right now. Come on.
And say right now.
Yeah, they're like, right. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. That does not feel good in my diaper. Hurry up. Change that out. I mean, all of the above is natural. Mm-hmm. If it's natural, what the heck happened? What happens? We get to be a teenager. We're in our 20s. We can't even make decisions on about what movie we want to go to. Well, do you want to go to a movie? Yeah, I'd like to go to a movie. What movie would you like to see? Well, I don't know. What movie would you like to see? Well, I'm not sure. What's playing at the theater? Well, I don't know what's playing, but what do you want to see? No. What do you want to see? Right? Does that even sound familiar?
Oh, yes. And you know what that's bringing up for me is I just did a show where I went through a process, and how I updated that process, you know, for the times was that I added an additional piece that was called asking. So it was the affirming of what I desired. And now I'm going to ask, even if it's just here with myself, I'm going to ask for help or whatever it is I feel I need. Maybe it's permission. Maybe it's just more intuition, whatever that is. And I thought, wow, that is really timely. And so I love what you're saying because it takes me back to that moment of, oh yeah, we have a problem asking for what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I said earlier that let's say we follow the sign for a minute. The times that I can recall here, especially here recently in the past couple of years, they have been for me some of the most creative times in my life in a lot of ways. And it is true. There have definitely been some challenges that I had to learn a lesson from. And I learned those lessons. But what is all that in preparation for? You know, what are we learning right now? I mean, all you need to do is have all eyes on the United States of America right now. Yes. And we're learning painful lessons. You know, the entire Me Too movement of women that have come to the forefront to say, no, I'm not just going to go wandering by. I'm not going to go quietly in the night. I've learned something. And, you know, some folks would say energetically, we're in awe about what happened. They're like, one day we wake up, there's no problem. And then the next day now,
yes,
it's like all over the world.
Yes, myself. I'm looking at all these posts and all of this information. And I went, what? Yeah. So what is that all about? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, my thoughts are this. I think we have been... we have been demanded energetically that, you know, that each of us make an arduous journey. I believe this is it. It has been demanded of us. Okay. And then very specific to the journey, the requirement has been that we come to understand in a deeper ways, which philosophies are sturdy sturdy, great word, sturdy enough to bear the weight of a world that is sometimes too illogical to fathom.
Very true.
I'm just saying, right? Yes. Right? And so, you know, if you look at this astrologically, you'll see that all of the people out there that do all the astrology stuff, they're saying the same thing. Yes. They're saying, you know, why is this from that? But think about your own life, because whether you believe in Sagittarius and Saturn and that dance they do or something else, here's the deal. You know, the energy has demanded that we understand the limits of our beliefs, Janice.
We do. We're understanding them more and more. And it's interesting that you brought that up. I had an astrologist on the show a couple weeks ago, and she was mentioning the same thing. And during a break to me, she said, you know, Janice, this is a really cool time. I don't know if this is going on in your life. I would imagine it is. But we're being asked to look at our identity. Like, who is it that we're presenting ourselves as to the world? And what is it we've learned? And how do we want to shift that identity? And I went, whew, that's a tough one on the neurological levels for people, because, you know, identity is right there with beliefs and right there with, you know, our mission or purpose. And so it can be hard for people to dig into that. She's all, yeah, that's why it's an amazing time.
Yeah. So
it's really asking us, who are we? And what do we want to see from ourselves and from others in the world?
Yeah. The question that really comes to mind, too, when you're looking at these beliefs, and let me just be clear, understand the limits of our beliefs. Why do we want to do that? Well, we have to understand where they are faulty. And what does that mean? If we tap desire on the shoulder, then what are the faulty beliefs that are holding us back from having that activated and manifested? So what about them needs to be developed? What about those beliefs that we have that need further development? It's like a software program, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Updating
which,
it.
Yeah. Which of them are too ill-constructed, hold on, big word, to be of service to your truth? See, truth is the word for next year, and we've already started to see it.
I agree. And one of the things in launching the show in 2017, I wrestled with this, but when I really got into the energy of this project and the things that you and I had been talking about bringing this work forward, it was very much the truth of the matter that I needed to roll out the show in this energy, because this is the energy that's propelling us into, you know, the 2018 energy. And it was just really fascinating to me because, you know, end of year, why would you want to do that? But given all the astrological help that we've had in really nudging us forward, it makes a lot of sense. And I agree. I think 2018 is going to be a year of moving these projects even further than we imagine. That's probably why it possibly, you know, infinite possibilities are there, right? Unlimited possibilities for people are there.
Yeah. You know, people are going to see a change both on the drpatshow.com and on transformationtalkradio.com. They're going to start to see a change. And the reason that they're going to start to see it is because, you know, as an organization, we're on a mission. We know what we want. We know what we're doing. But we can only have beliefs that can withstand that austere glare of a powerful force in the universe and all of the rest that need to be left behind. You know, this is also a time of the deity of innovation. You know, breakthroughs and boundless insights, you know, this is what blesses this time, you know, these gifts of all of us being brought forth, right? Okay. And, you know, how this steps forward. And, you know, it's interesting because one of our, one of our colleagues has a show that talks about timeless wisdom as well. But we're all talking about timelessness and its wisdom. And I don't think that's a mistake. I don't think that's an anomaly.
Right. I agree. And you know what else I've noticed recently is that people are going into updating some of the language that they have around whether it's, let's just say this, I have a Facebook group that I'm a part of. And do you know, A couple of weeks ago, she added the word create at the end of the, so she completely renamed the group and then put create. And I thought, I'm seeing that everywhere. You know, I have it in the Life Creator system. I didn't know that's what it was going to be called. I didn't know it was about really claiming this birthright of being co-creators. And we're just going to like stick it out there. Like, yeah, we're creating. And I thought, wow, that's kind of bold because you know, we're okay manifesting, but creating is a whole other thing. And, you know, when we're harnessing creative energy, it can be so big and so daunting in some ways. But yet when you lean in, you know that there's this universal force that's helping something to be shared. So do you believe creativity is meant to be shared?
I think by its very nature, the minute that you have it and experience it, it's already shared. By the very nature of it, the energy of it, it's almost impossible not to, you know, put it in quotes, share it. However, I am also a believer that an idea expressed before its time has come might dilute it because it hasn't had enough time to fully, you know, it's like my dad. My dad was old school making coffee, right? You know, you turn on the gas stove, you got the metal pot with the coffee in it. You put the coffee in the pot, you put the water in the pot, and then you boil the heck out of it, right? And my dad was, you know, a fanatic about this. And it was, you cannot turn that off. You cannot lower it.
Right?
You need to keep it percolating at exactly this amount of time. And I would be like, okay, standing there, Janice, at the stove with my dad as he's looking at his watch. And he's like, not yet, not yet, not yet. And guess what I got to do? I got to turn it off. It was like, oh my God, I got to close the deal.
You're like, woohoo. I love that. I remember those moments actually at the stove watching the little percolation go on. And oh man. And the smell, because the smell would just build, right? Yeah. Just build and build and build until it got to this point where you're like, ah, this is nice. Well, I love this. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'd love to dive into the energy we feel about and around bringing an idea into form and this timing bit. I think it's going to be a great topic for people to understand, especially going into the new year and how the timing is going to be different this year. So, woohoo, I can't wait. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Welcome back. You're here with me at the Janice Underwood Show, and I am on today with Pat Basile. She is talking to us about creativity, and I'd love to finish our conversation about timing. So, Dr. Pat, what can you tell us about creativity, bringing ideas in, and timing?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think I said to you earlier, like when we were talking about what is our theme moving into next year. Now, I will say this, we've all agreed on what the theme is. And what's interesting about it is there's an energy when you say unlimited possibilities now. There's a real energy in that. You know, you could say unlimited possibilities now, or you can say unlimited possibilities now, or you can say unlimited possibilities now, like now. And what that means is that I just shared that we've gone through about 3 years of knocking the walls down, you know, moving past the green smoke that might be out there that, you know, gets in the way of your vision. You know, we've decided that there are some things we're going to leave behind and we're not going to take forward with us. And sometimes it's really hard. You know, in these past 3-4 years for me, I really left behind some relationships that were just not serving me in a way of love and peace and joy. And those are hard to do. But what happens when you do that? You know, what happens when you let go? What happens is you're saying yes to possibilities that are unknown to you at the moment. But, you know, this cosmic energy, and of course, being the cosmic archer, this cosmic energy is also that of visionary. You know, think about what mutable fire means. What does that mean? Mutable fire, mutable fire. Why are people talking about this in this way? You know, because we're seeing it. It's a spark that jumps. It jumps from here to there and everywhere. And some people say that's just a crazy energy. That's just being around you right now, Pat. That's just like a whole lot of crazy right there. Yet, when I stop and I look at what we're doing here today, and I think about why is it now that Jessica has decided that we're going to bring forth our positive mojo movement with our new technology? Why are we going to do the crowdfunding on that? What is it that's calling forth that now energy? Because she's got it. She's fired up about it. See that? Fired up about it? Well, this is what's happening. The eager future forward urge of this energy, some people call it the Sagittarius energy, make up your own mind, it pushes us to see beyond what we know. See, this is it. This is the key right here. Not only do we travel far on this earth plane, right? But we're drawn to travel far in our minds. See, this is about the timing. If you have an idea and you don't act on it in some way, then what is that? Is that the mind convincing you of why you're not worthy of the act, or maybe you're not smart enough for it, or maybe there's something that you don't have that it requires? Well, you know, if you didn't have it, the idea would have been given to somebody else.
Yeah, I agree.
Would have been given to somebody else, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. You got to set your sight on the target. Mm-hmm. You got to do that. You know, we have to aim for what I love calling the ultimate truth. Mm-hmm. And it's the truth that is divinely inserted into us, right? It's where humankind is trying to reach God. Let's just say that. Yeah. You know, you could call it spirit. You could call it universe, whatever you call it. We're trying to reach it, right? You know, we're humanizing the unknowable now. We're creating a sacred text within ourselves, right? But the idea of creating this symbolic language, you know, the language of whether it's fairy tales or symbolism in what you see in your dreams, right? Whether we are going to meet the archetypes or the gods through the archetypes, just ask yourself this question. If you don't believe me, check the box office results for the past year. Mm-hmm. Just go back and check a little bit and take a look at why is it that a movie called Wonder Woman, directed by a woman, starring a woman, is over 800 million in box office receipts.
Yeah.
Why is that? How about like a really strange movie called Deadpool, which nobody thought would amount to anything because of its rating? Now let's take a look at all of these folks that are creating movies, not just in Hollywood and the United States, Janice, but all over the world.
Yeah.
If you looked at their calendar for movies to be released over the next 4 years, what do you think is at the top of their lists?
What? What's at the top of their list?
All of them, about superheroes, gods, about good over evil. I mean, blockbuster television shows being about an autistic surgeon who is achieving extraordinary results. Even a television series called Lucifer, people can't wait for it to come back.
Mm-hmm.
This is now the world of good and evil living together.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in what we're standing up for, where we see it in the women that are coming forth. We see it in sometimes what's seen as evil winning over good, good winning over evil. I mean, those are not two words that I like to use a lot, but for simplicity purposes,
right?
That's kind of the energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, what I like about that, too, is when I was pulling in the energy and rearranging my business in 2017, I kept getting this message. It's like, oh, this isn't the only system that has these components, because I'm going, what? This kind of seems a little out there, that kind of thing. But to your point, I was like, okay, well, it's running through me. I've got the ball. I'm going to run with the ball, right? It came to me for a reason. But I kept hearing that over and over again, that there's this new theme of, yeah, we're stepping into our power no matter who we are. And, you know, coaching a lot of practitioners, I've seen this, especially in the last 3 years of my practice, where people are like, I know I have to do something, but I'm scared or whatever. And so we've been really just digging in. I think all of us that have heard this urging for this new time that's coming, you know, now, and that's here now, is that, oh no, we got to dig in, because that's where the juicy bits are. And those are the things that are going to open up a void in us to move creative energy. And, you know, so let's talk about creative energy, because creative energy can be a lot, especially when you've made room. Like, let's say you've gotten rid of some of your limiting beliefs and maybe, you know, got rid of some trauma and your body's healthier. What would you recommend to people who just find that energy so big?
Yeah, well, for me, the bottom line is you got to find a way to move forward with hope despite the pain. Mm-hmm. You got to find a way to move forward despite the pain, whether it's pain in your body, as many people are feeling right now, or pain in your heart or pain in your soul. You know, I mean, I am true to my, what do you call it? Sign. I'm true to my sign. I really am naturally optimistic. And that is the nature of the sign. But, you know, like far-fetched dreams must be curbed by a very, very stern presence of manifesting solutions to build bridges, bring differences together, and create an energy and a platform and an infrastructure for more people to join in. See, so, you know, in the past, it's like create without direction. Clearly, I know how to do that. But this is really the time where we don't look at the energy as restrictive. You know, now we're looking at restrictive. And, you know, we're looking at what just happened here. But let's think about a revolutionary energy that's involved. Let's look at the fact that we're being forced to choose a destination. Like, stop talking about doing a crowdfunding campaign and pick the month you're going to do them. We have two of them.
Do it.
We have two of them right now, and we're picking the month, right? Because sometimes there's the energy. We want to go everywhere. We want to go everywhere. But you know what? Saturn will tell us, you got to go somewhere. Honey, you got to go somewhere. Pick somewhere. Name the thing. And that's my message for folks today. Creativity is about creating, but name the place you want to take it. Define what it is you want to build. Define, because as we move into this year, the idea of the work has to begin. We have to put the, you know, the pedal to the metal, the rubber to the road, and start to look at choosing from the heart. Choosing from the heart. You know, how do we choose from the heart with that enormous spiritual backdrop, filled with generosity, filled with the enormous energy of payment of it forward, and focus on what brings us joy so that we can truly facilitate that deeper sense of connection, because that's going to be the theme. See, connect, connect, connect. Understand how we're complex beings, how we are in relationship to each other, whether it's on the radio or otherwise. Understand that, because as creativity, as possibilities become clearer, you cannot do it in isolation. You must do it in relationship with other human beings on the planet. And I'm saying that while we're not seeing this, at least in government right now, collaboration is going to be the theme as we move forward. I believe it will happen. You know, we're going to see the future, you know, in the rock and time and discipline, and we'll chip away from all of the blocks and limitations. And sometimes we may make mistakes. Sometimes there may be these enormous twists of fate. I mean, we're seeing it already. Mm-hmm. When you put all of that aside, right, all of these elements are at play. I know everybody can feel it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard work. Sometimes you may lose your faith. Sometimes you may feel like you're drowning. But here's what I want to say. You got to stay the course. You got to do it. Because what is created now will stand the test of time. That's the message.
Love that. I love that. And so much truth behind that. So Dr. Pat, for people who want to work with you or get more information about you, how could they do that?
I would encourage everybody to take a look at the Transformation Network because that's where, and of course, transformationradio.fm, because that's going to be the focus place of what we're doing. To get involved with our Positive Mojo movement, you're going to be able to go to positivemojomovement.com or positivemediamojo.com. You know, all of this is, like I said, we can't do things alone here.
Yeah. And I love that the time is now that I have joined, you know, I'm going to talk about this after this break. We're going to take a quick break. But what I want to talk about is, you know, timing, because, you know, it's funny for me, anytime that I've joined an organization, I'm like, yay, they've got their stuff together. I'm going to, you know, da, da, da. It's going to be great. I'll just fit in here. And then there's this big movement and they completely revamp or review. This has been my life. So I've had to get used to timing. It's a little tricky. So anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about timing and creativity. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Janice Underwood Show. Whew, what a show. You know, anytime you talk about creativity and creation, boy, things just get going. And I don't know about the listeners, but I can definitely feel the energy that we've been talking within today. So, Dr. Pat, you mentioned about relationship and collaboration, and I love that you mentioned that because it's one of the core pieces of the work that I've been called to do right now is to really help people harness the relationship energetics of their life. So why is it so important that we monitor that energy between us and what we're creating and us between people? What's that all about?
Well, I think that we have been put together. And remember I said earlier that this time, these past years, have been about, you know, getting through some of the obstacles. You know, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your business, whether it doesn't matter what it is, but we've really been able to build up some muscles. Why have we been given the opportunity to do that? Let's talk about timing. Timing means that over the past 3 years, let's just keep it at three, the past 3 years, we've experienced some challenges to our psyche, some challenges emotionally, some challenges economically, and we've built up some muscles. Why did we need to do that? Why did we need to build up those muscles? Well, let's talk about it. So if you're following the news, one of the things you see is a complete expose on sexual harassment, women coming to the forefront. If you follow the news, you see something unprecedented happening in the elections. Right. Then you see something unprecedented happening in Alabama. Then you start to see, okay, but you know, that's really not, but then like there's something else going on and that didn't happen. Now I feel that's a failure. No, we're still building the muscle. Why? Because these are powerful times. We have to build new muscles today so that we do not negotiate our truth, that we don't listen to rhetoric about what is true and what's not, you know, that we hold true in the knowledge and the awareness that bullying is not something we can do at any level of consciousness, right? That harassment of any kind is like, no. So there is a no energy, like the word no, N-O. There is that no energy, right? That is calling in for a divine yes, right?
Yeah, right? See, love that.
It is. I mean, there's nothing more contrast to each other than yes and no. It is so black and white. It, it's like, oh, would you like to go to lunch? No. Oh, okay. But this is what it's about. Each of us has to ask ourselves, are we going to allow the truth of who we are to come to the forefront?
Because and you know, in relationship, and relationship, it can be hard to do that. And I can totally see why we're talking about this yes, no, and speaking our truth. And then we have, you know, work out there that we're doing collaboratively. It means that we're showing up and we're honoring our voice, our truth in a relationship. And that can be hard for people. So I totally get where you're going with this. And then, so how does that play into timing? So if you're, you know, working collaboratively with someone, how does timing fit in between the two of you?
Timing is important because you can't wallow anymore. You can't waffle. You can't flounder. Floundering energy is, and I've been accused of floundering, you know, at different points in time in my life. And I got to tell you, there's nothing more painful as floundering, because what it represents is a complete doubt in yourself, your ability to decide and choose, and your awareness of how to absolutely stay in a place of joy, even if you do decide to become an activist in whatever it is that you're involved in.
But that reminds me of the concept of suffering, right? Is you just do this needless suffering. You're not in a state of anything but self-suffering. And then that just perpetuates. Right. And then maybe you miss an opportunity. So yeah, I can see how this is really important.
Yeah. The time is now. See, there is no timing. Timing is not a divine concept or construct. That is a human thing that we did. You know, miracles don't understand time. Healing doesn't understand time.
It's very true. Right? Yes.
You know, the time is like something we created to give ourselves excuses for not getting done the stuff that we really want to get done. Yeah. So we blame it on time.
Or putting the burden on a future self, right? A future version of ourself that you're going to make this goal happen for me. You know, and you're like, what? What are you doing now? Well, I'm just telling the future me to do it. You know, we've kind of done that. You know, me coming from an engineering background, I totally get what you're saying. I mean, I was very much about time and project management to, you know, the moment. And as I've gone into this work and done more of this work over the years in my own work, it's really, I remember the day I lost my future timeline, for example. That was a scary moment because it made my sense of time in the world different. But it's been the best thing that ever happened to me, because now I understand that the moments are what's important. My breath right now is the most important moment I have. So I don't need to worry about the future. And, you know, I'm building the future now. So I love that. It's just, whew, wow. We have a lot of help this year, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We really do.
Yeah. You know, the job has got to start with us, though. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time to get off the fence. And it doesn't have to be a big thing, though, Janice. This is really where we get misconceptions. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. It could be anything. It could be as little or as big. But you know and you can feel when you're on the fence about something.
Yes.
And it's so really easy to step. And step off. Step off one way or the other. There's no right or wrong. Mm-hmm. But step off one way or the other.
The way I say it is lean in. Just lean in just a little bit. At least you're making a little progress towards doing something. And the next something, I agree with you, can be just writing in your journal, moving energy that way, or picking up the phone and saying, hey, how are you doing? It can be anything, just as long as we're moving with it. Wow. Dr. Pat, it's been such a pleasure to have you today. What's a message you want to leave with? I know we have several messages we have for our show today, but what would you like to end the show with? What would you like people to remember?
I would like people to remember this. And if you can hear this today, maybe you want to repeat it. The mantra is, I identify myself with abundance, health, and happiness. I associate myself with the vast all. I identify myself with everything necessary to make my life complete. There is no depression, no fear, no sense of lack, no insecurity, no unworthiness. I believe that God, universe, the divine, whatever that might be to you, is all in all, overall in everything that I shall ever meet. And with all of this, I get to call in peace, confidence, and the right action that I can take for myself, my family, my loved one, and a better world.
And so it is. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Pat, for being here and
thank
all
you,
the
Janice,
listeners.
And thank you for all that you do. I mean, what you're doing in the world to help people create is unprecedented. And thank you for sharing the message and working with people to enable them to create the lives they truly desire.
Oh, thank you. It's been such an honor to work with you as well. So join me next week. I'm here every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern for another Janice Underwood show. Be well, know that you're supported, and happy creating to you.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.